Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. If you missed the first hour, no worries. It's archived on my website at letstalknutrition.com. And my guest today, too, Dr. Michael Lewis and Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals. And we're talking about traumatic brain injury, and Dr. Lewis is a first-time guest on the show. And just briefly, and we'll go through all of his credentials again, but Dr. Lewis graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. That's an achievement in and of itself, but he also graduated from Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans. He's had a distinguished career in the Army. Just retired not too long ago. He's 31 years in the military. And as I mentioned a moment ago, his last active duty assignment was with the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center. And while there, he developed programs for the military on traumatic brain injury. And of all things, and you're lucky to be listening to this show, the use of omega-3 fatty acids, and also with respect to suicide prevention. We'll get him to talk about that a little later in the show. And Dr. Lewis is recognized now as pioneering the among the pioneers in using for the clinical use of omega-3 fatty acids for the prevention, acute treatment, and rehabilitation of brain injuries from physical and psychological trauma. Welcome back, Dr. Lewis, and welcome back, Stuart. And Dr. Lewis, Stuart asked you about the impact of omega-3 and how it can help in recovery, and you told the story of the miner, the Sago mine disaster. And there's another story you can tell about how the omega-3 fatty acids help with rehabilitating the brain and healing the brain. The young boy or the young man who was on a motorcycle.
Well, that's interestingly enough, this month is the 2-year anniversary of the accident. It was an 18-year-old that was out doing things on a Saturday night, or actually Sunday morning at 3 a.m, that probably 18-year-olds shouldn't be doing. And he was in the family minivan, actually, not on a motorcycle.
Lost
control of the car and ended up off the road and around a tree.
Mm.
And interestingly enough, it took them almost an hour to carve him out of the van, because it was so such a severe accident. And about an hour and a half to get him by helicopter, because of getting him out of the car. They had to revive him on the scene. Basically, he was dead on the scene, but they somehow managed to revive him, get him to a level one trauma center, and into emergency surgery, where the neurosurgeon just did a fantastic job of keeping him alive. I got a call about almost 10 days later from a mutual friend who asked if I would talk to the father. And sure, and the father called me, and what I told him was to go to the nearest Whole Foods store or health food store and get a particular liquid product. And the one I knew the best was actually Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega. And I told him to don't leave the hospital bed until they start pouring it down his feeding tube. And I'm always surprised when it happens, but the father listened to me, and the neurosurgeon called me and said, what are you doing? And I said, it's just nutrition. You've got nothing else to lose. The neurosurgeon even told me that, well, the kid's just going to die, and there's nothing we can do about it. And the parents, that's what they had told the parents. There was no hope for the kid. He was never going to come out of a coma. But they started pouring down basically about a little over 19,000 milligrams of omega-3s per day down his feeding tube. And 3 months after the accident, this kid went to his high school graduation.
Unbelievable.
And now 2 years later, he was actually out at Expo West, nutritional health food. I just blanked on the name of it. But anyway, the Expo West out in Anaheim, that where I met you, and because his family had moved out there, and he actually came to Expo West. And
I understand.
He's not your normal 20-year-old. I mean, he has some slurred speech and a little bit of right-sided weakness and a little bit of difficulty, but he's walking with a cane.
Uh-huh.
But it's certainly better than being in a coma and dying of pneumonia in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. And Stuart, you were there when Dr. Lewis gave his presentation, and the young man made an appearance, right?
He did, and I have to say that the connection between the practical humanness of this story, how doctors of Dr. Lewis's caliber helps to really set the stage for the AMA. I mean, they listen to a lot of what's going on with military medicine, how that helps to lend credibility to the idea of dietary and lifestyle choices and what we can do to stay healthy. You know, to bring the story full circle, where we had Professor Lanz speak with me last year at Expo West, Dr. Lewis, you know, there's so much good evidence and real concern for humanity around the omega-3 story. That in all of my years, and I've been in the industry, you know, most of my professional life, you just don't find that with all of with every possible category. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of science and a lot of credibility here. And to meet Bobby myself and to see how grateful he was, and Dr. Lewis said it from the stage, and he said it about the Sago Mine incident. We can't say for sure whether or not it's the fish oil. There's no way we can say that. But the idea that experts like Dr. Lewis are looking at every possible thing they can do to help, you know, modulate the inflammatory response and to help people like this, I think this gives a lot of hope to the lay person at home that's maybe trying to extrapolate from this, could I possibly stay healthier if I did get a higher omega-3 score, if I took my omega-3 blood spot test that we always promote and talk about on your show as we did yesterday, could I keep healthier with diet and lifestyle, eat less, work out more, nix the 6 and eat the 3? And with Dr. Lewis's help, this story just gains more credibility.
Absolutely. And Dr. Lewis, in terms of your research, and thank you for sending me copies of the articles that you did, and I read them with great interest.
My pleasure.
I read them with great interest and detail. And the one in line, in keeping with this theme of the remarkable medicinal healing properties found in these omega-3 fatty acid molecules, the title of the piece, your article, the research piece, is Neuroprotection for the Warrior, Dietary Supplementation with Omega-3 Fatty Acids. And you published this with Dr. Bales, Julian Bales, who's prestigious in his own right, is he not?
Oh, absolutely!
Yeah,
and I would count him as one of my mentors.
There you go. And could you share with the audience what you learned in this particular study, as you talk about it here, and what you report in this paper?
Well, it's not
the highlight. The highlights.
It's not so much of a study, but it's more of a concept paper.
Right. That's what I meant.
And Dr. Bales, after the Sago Mine accident, he went into the lab and started to do some animal studies to see if it would work for traumatic brain injury. And fortunately, we became friends during that process, and I was able to help guide a little bit of the research. And he looked both giving the animals for 30 days after an injury, and seeing the dramatic success that it helped with the brain. Then he also then decided to look at what would happen if you fed the animals before the injury and didn't even do anything afterwards. And fortunately, I'll have to say that he listened a little bit to me, and that I'll do some kind of behavioral testing, and so he's able to actually show that it has a direct effect on neurocognitive behavioral testing that we can do with animals. And it was just as profound whether you gave it before or after the injury. And it was compared to the control animals that just received a typical diet.
Sure. And that is a concept paper. We come back, want to shift it just a little bit and talk about suicide and fish oil. I'm not making that up. Be right back.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural, proven way to have your most youthful, radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. That's reservage.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at YERBAPRIMA.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
The science behind Greens Plus is the result of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter Zyflamend uses potent broad-spectrum supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter, at Dr. Garko, and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back. We're into the second hour on Let's Talk Nutrition today. Dr. Michael Lewis is with me, and Stuart Tomp is with us as well. And Dr. Lewis was just, there's a paper that you can find. It's entitled Neuroprotection for the Warrior, Dietary Supplementation with Omega-3 Fatty Acids. You may not be a warrior, but if you read the article, you will come to understand and appreciate the wonderful benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. Certainly it's within this context of the article, but generally you walk away yet being convinced again how important omega-3 fatty acids are to our overall health and wellness. That concept paper aside, there's an empirical study that Dr. Lewis did with Dr. Hiblin, who is renowned, Jeremiah Johnson and some other co-researchers on a paper entitled, and I'm not making this up, Suicide Deaths of Active Duty U.S. Military and Omega-3 Fatty Acid Status, a Case Control Comparison. And in reading this, this piece of research, Dr. Lewis, you must have felt a sense of accomplishment after you finished this study.
Absolutely. But interestingly enough, we came with two major conclusions. And the first conclusion was we were absolutely astounded about how low the omega-3 levels were overall in the study population. We looked at 800 active duty documented suicides with 800 well-matched controls. And so out of those 1,600 samples, levels were profoundly low in omega-3s.
Yeah, and I was...
Really, it was amazing to us.
And you said that in the paper, and I'll quote, nearly all U.S. military personnel had low N3 HUFAS status in comparison to North American, Australian, Mediterranean, and Asian populations, end quote. You all were very surprised by that, right?
Well, we were. We were surprised at just how low they were. We know that American levels are low, and it just appeared that the military, which is a younger population than the American population overall, the status was even lower. But the second conclusion, which was just as amazing to us, was that even when you separate those out and you look at the top 5% versus the 95% of all those 1,600 samples, compared to the top 5%, there was a 62% increased risk that those subjects were a suicide.
When they had low levels, serum levels of omega-3 fatty acids.
Even when they had low levels, even as low as overall they were, even when you separate them out and look at the 95% lowest, which is almost all of them, it was compared to the top 5%, a 62% increased risk of suicide. It was even greater than if you had been in battle and saw your best friend next to you shot and killed or blown away.
And that was in the paper, too, all that psychological evaluation, that comparison that you made between those sort of life stresses and how they
correct.
Relate. Fascinating.
Which is amazing to us is, I mean, these are something that Stuart can tell you, your omega-3 levels, which can be easily measured and can be changed for pennies a day.
I know. That's frustrating, isn't it, Stuart? I mean, and Dr. Lewis, something that can have such a profound impact, and it doesn't take forever either, and it can be done at such a minimal cost and with great convenience. It's not hard to do. And here we find, what did you say, Stuart, yesterday? What is the average level of omega-3 in the tissues in the United States? I have it in my notes.
Well, when we use what we all call the Lands equation, the average percentage of omega-3 in the HUFA, that would be the percentage of omega-3 of the long-chain fatty acids, you want 50% or more, at least that's what the prevailing theory is now, as the average American has 24%. Now, if you take a paper that came out last year that a colleague of Dr. Lewis, Dr. Joe Hiblin, who we talk a lot about, and Dr. Chris Ramsden, their paper on the changing levels of omega-3 to omega-6 in the tissue from 1909 to 1999, and Dr. Lewis showed that slide in his lecture, if you extrapolate from that, the amount that you need to raise the tissue status from 24% to 52%, so you're in that protection zone, requires about 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day.
Three grams.
We really have two solutions. You can take a healthy amount of fish oil every day, eat a bunch of sardines, and also reduce the intake of corn oil, soybean, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed, as we always teach on this show, nix the six and eat the three. And so we could have profound impact. And one of the questions I had to ask Dr. Lewis today, in that the paper that came out that I believe Darius Mozafarian put out few years ago, showing the preventable causes of death in the United States of America, I went back and I looked at that paper, because we used to always talk about 100,000 preventable deaths attributable to omega-3 deficiency. And I found something in there, Dr. Lewis. You may have worked with these people. In the paper, it says here, the Institute of Medicine, their paper, Care Without Coverage, Too Little, Too Late. And I'm just going to read this part of the paper. It says, the results of our analysis show that targeting a handful of risk factors has large potential to reduce mortality in the U.S. substantially more than the currently estimated 18,000 deaths averted annually by providing universal health insurance, which is currently being debated right now as we speak. And I'd like your thoughts on that, the idea that getting people to eat less, work out more, reduce the six, eat the three, and eat their kale may save hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lives per year, as opposed to making sure that everybody gets coverage, but they don't change their lifestyle. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't know how you could argue with that. It's I think, to me, the single most important thing that any individual can do, and this comes as a preventive medicine physician, is exercise, daily exercise, and even more so than nutrition. Now, nutrition is a very important second place, but number one to me is just getting up and moving and getting some exercise. Interestingly enough, when you talk about the 3,000 milligrams, that's what Dr. Bales and I, in our concept paper, said that's what soldiers and athletes should be on, 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, to help increase the brain's ability to withstand any injury, increase the resilience, a neuroprotectant, as it may be. But also, when you look at the soldier population, if we use 3,000 milligrams as a target for the general soldier population, if we could decrease the amount of suicides by 10 or 20 or 50%, we don't know, wouldn't that be worth it?
Mm-hmm. And in looking in the in Table 1 of the paper, the suicide paper, there's something that I observed. When we come back, I'll share with you what I found in the table, and I have a question relative to the suicide rate from 2002 to 2008, and a couple of other things that in the paper that caught my interest. And then, Dr. Lewis, in getting ready for today's show, I came across from the CDC a document entitled, and I'm not making this up, Traumatic Brain Injury in Prisons and Jails.
There might be some.
Well, it turns out it's a very serious health issue of all things. And when we come back, I'll explain. Be right back.
I'm Jane, and I'm just a regular gal. I exercise regularly, I get a regular paycheck, and I live in a regular house with a regular guy. My bowel? It's regular as well. See, I recently learned that the key to good digestive health is the right balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's why I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion from Renew Life. It's one of the highest potency probiotics around. With 50 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule, it helps strengthen my digestive and immune systems by creating an environment that makes it hard for potentially harmful bacteria to multiply. It's also the perfect way to restore balance after a course of antibiotics. No wonder it's the fastest growing probiotic on the market today. I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 billion every day. Using anything else would be, well, highly irregular. Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels. Now, here's more good news for your heart. A breakthrough clinical study has found kyolic also reduces plaque formation, a major cardiovascular risk factor. Doctors at a UCLA medical center found that patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. Be well. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
Quality. Everybody says it. So how can you be sure your nutritional supplement is a quality product? With Solgar, you can be. Quality is built into Solgar's entire process. Solgar chooses the finest raw materials and has its own state-of-the-art manufacturing, distributing, and lab facilities to ensure quality from start to finish. At Solgar, quality isn't just a word. It's a way of life and has been for more than 60 years. Visit the Vitamin Discount Center to learn more about Solgar's full line of premium nutritional supplements.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. We're at the halfway point of the second hour here on the show today. My guest is Dr. Michael Lewis and Stuart Topp. We're talking about, at least two major themes here. The connection of omega-3 fatty acids to traumatic brain injury and the connection of omega-3 fatty acids to suicide. And two wonderful papers. One's a concept paper and one's an empirical study that Dr. Lewis did with some of some very well-known and prestigious colleagues and researchers. And I meant the one paper is entitled Neuroprotection for the Warrior, Dietary Supplementation with Omega-3 Fatty Acids. And then the other is Suicide Deaths of Active Duty U.S. Military and Omega-3 Fatty Acid Status, a Case Control Comparison. And we were talking about this, the empirical piece where they collected data. And Dr. Lewis, I was looking at table one of the study, and I noticed that in 2002, that you all reported that there were 78, I believe, suicide deaths. And as you move through 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, in 2008, they were 160. And I made the observation, I was thinking, okay, as time went on, tours of duty, more than one, two, three, four tours of duty, perhaps suicide rates went up. I mean, maybe that's an obvious observation, but did I misread that table?
You did, unfortunately. And
what is that?
It's not difficult to do. Those are just the breakdown of where we got the 800 samples. And we wanted to oversample for more recent because of the continuing problems and involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it just turns out that you're reading too much into it, and that we wanted from 2002 to 2008, which was the last full year, because we did most of the work in 2009. So it's not all of the suicides. And in fact, when we looked at it, we said for whatever reason, I don't recall why, we said we wanted to sample 800 suicides, and we were thinking we were being very clever and asking for a very large number, more than enough to show statistical significance.
Right.
And then when we asked, after we did the study, we went back and asked, well, how many suicides were there during that time? And it turned out that there were over 3,200 suicides during that period.
Holy cow. So what do those numbers represent? Like in 2008, in the column, it says suicide death rates, sample size, N equals 800. And then when you look at 2008, it says 160. And then in parentheses, it has 20.0. What do those 20%
of the 800 samples.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. I see now. That's okay. That makes sense.
You see what I'm talking about, Stuart?
Yeah, I know. I'm reading it, too. Yeah, now I understand. Yeah, these are just the percentages that they pulled it heavier from 08 because of all of the recent conflicts that are going on. And so you add up
frankly,
all those.
There are more available.
Our
data systems, plus the data systems mature and improve over time
as well.
Now, if I can just quickly interject here, for the person that's at home that's listening to this that will never see this kind of conflict, one of the other questions Dr. Garko and I were discussing yesterday is, and I'm sure we're on our home stretch here to do this, but, I mean, when you said that the secondary effect of the trauma is very similar, whether you're an 11-year-old girl playing soccer or you're one of these warriors that's defending our great nation, that the effect of that trauma is virtually the same, I now understand from our discussions together that you have now you're now going to dedicate the rest of your life and your work into helping these soccer moms and dads and the parents of the world that are there hands-on trying to help prevent the kind of long-term effects from these traumatic brain injuries, and possibly there's a role for omega-3 to help keep kids healthy. Is that the direction that you're on now?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I did as I was retiring, and I just retired January 1st, so it's only been less than 3 months now, is I started a company and a nonprofit called the Brain Health Education and Research Institute.
And what's the website of that, doctor?
You can find us at www.brainhealtheducation.org, O-R-G, or you can find us on Facebook as well, under Brain Health Education. And my intention of that is exactly what it says, education and research. I want to get out and reach the parents, the patients, the providers, the athletes, the soldiers, to let them know that there is more that they could potentially do when they are either considering how do I prevent a concussion or how do I deal with it after I've had one. And then set out to do the research to get hit the scientific side of things to prove that my concepts and theories are in fact correct.
Because sure.
There's a lack of science out there because, frankly, nobody's been looking at it until really Julian Bales and I started to ask these questions just in the last few years. But my biggest goal is to reach, and we say soccer moms, but it's my biggest target audience is that mom and dad that have a 15-year-old high school football player or soccer player or hockey player that has an injury and they're continuing to have problems and they're doing the right things. It's important to take them out of the game, that they rest, let the brain try to recover, but it's, as Stuart's heard me say, it's my brick wall analogy. If you have a brick wall that gets damaged, why wouldn't you want to use bricks to repair the wall? And if you look at it as a construction site, the brain's going to run around and pick up a brick here and a brick there over time and try to get them back into place as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm just theorizing and my concept is, why not back up a truck full of bricks and dump them on the construction site? It'll make it a lot easier to do the repair. So, and DHA, omega-3s, are the bricks of the brain. So back up a truck of DHA and put it in there, and the best way to do that is through supplementation with a good quality fish oil like Nordic Naturals has.
Sure. And the context of brain injury is there are different contexts. And I alluded to the CDC paper and beyond soccer moms and dads, you know, and their children playing sports, whether it be soccer, football, baseball, whatever, and the head injuries they're sustaining with these youngsters. You're trying to raise the consciousness of parents about how serious this can be. And then, of course, the military context. And then the CDC paper I came across talking about traumatic brain injury in prisons and jails. And I know that many people would think, well, they probably sustained these while in jail. Well, when you read this little write-up, it's really like a summary piece. They talk about people entering into prison and jails with injuries long before, you know, before they got into prison and jails and having these injuries. And
it's not surprising to me.
Yeah, and not nor to any of us, I'm sure. But what's interesting is that the health implications of all this in rehabilitating prisoners becomes important, and it's a public health issue in a very odd context, admittedly. But it did catch my attention, and I didn't. You probably have seen that. I don't know if you have you looked at that research, Dr. Lewis. Have you seen any of that?
I haven't, but I got a great quote for you from the Global Summit on Nutrition, Health, and Human Behavior in Belgium last year.
Yeah,
they said, and I quote: "Brain and heart disorders resulting from omega-3 deficiency are the biggest challenges to the future of humanity. Associated costs are currently bankrupting healthcare systems and threatening wider economic instability worldwide."
And that is a quote.
That just says, that is a quote.
Yeah, I know. And that go ahead.
That's huge.
It is. And when we come back, we'll continue. And that's not the first time that quote's been heard on this show. Stuart and I have mentioned it many times as well. And now even more so with Dr. Lewis. Can't make that up. It's great. Be right back.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
We're all busy. So busy that only 20% of us eat the recommended 5-a-day fruits and vegetables, and only 10% eat properly and exercise. No wonder 1 in 3 American adults exhibits cardiovascular disease. We know that we should eat right and exercise, but we just don't. This is where nutrition comes in. Coles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas is concentrated nutrition. It is nutrition designed to deliver cardiovascular support. The source is natural, and the combination of ingredients is based on clinical science. Jarrow Formula's Coles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract optimized with red yeast rice. It's designed to support cholesterol levels already in the normal range, as well as reduce the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. Ask for Coles Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in cardiovascular formulas.
Today, I feasted on heavy metals, groundwater pollutants, factory emissions, pesticides, preservatives, and household cleaners. Yuck! And so did you. Fortunately, there is an easy, efficient way to purge your body of unwanted toxins. CleanSmart Advanced Total Body Internal Cleanse from Renew Life. It's a 30-day program that combines 23 natural ingredients, including 9 deep cleansing herbal extracts to help boost your own natural detoxification system. Just 2 capsules, morning and evening, helps promote regularity, which in turn gives you more energy, helps you think more clearly, and helps you feel lighter on your feet. Plus, there are no fillers or unnatural ingredients. So clean up what our dirty world dishes out and take your cleanse to the next level with CleanSmart, America's number one cleanse. CleanSmart is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. BioForce, Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back. We're headed into this last, the profound importance of omega-3 fatty acids segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. And just to go back to this one point, Dr. Lewis and Stuart, again, I'm looking at this traumatic brain injury in prisons and jails. The implications of this are pretty profound as I look at this little document here. Prisoners who have had injuries may also experience mental health problems such as severe depression and anxiety, substance use disorders, difficulty controlling anger, or suicidal thoughts or attempts. The point that they make in this piece is that these people eventually get released back into society. Recidivism, as you know, is horrible. And one begins to wonder whether, and Stuart, didn't you and I talk about that research looking at prisoner populations and omega-3 deficiencies and so on? Did we talk about that several times on the air?
We did. And what a way to have a controlled group and, you know, monitor the intake of their nutrients.
Yeah, well, to borrow, you know, not to be funny, but, you know, you have a captured audience. So
yeah.
The other thing that I came across in preparing today, Dr. Lewis, given my involvement in athletics most of my life, and did some boxing when I was a younger fellow. I was looking at the research on boxers, and I thought if there was ever a population of athlete that would serve to be studied for traumatic brain injury, and whether or not fish oil could have either a prophylactic effect or have the kinds of effects that you have experienced in your research and so on, and all the things that we now know from other researchers, I wondered, and I couldn't find anything in the literature using nutrition as a therapy for boxers, and never mind omega-3. I just bring it to your attention. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that it's there's a lot of research out there that needs to be done.
I know, and I was thinking about, you know,
I'm moving as fast as I can.
Well, the researcher in me was thinking, okay, if I wanted to do a study, where would I, you know, collecting data, where do I find a sample? That's always a challenge. You know, you had your sample there, and that was the nice sample to get. I mean, it was there. Collecting data it can be very challenging. I'm thinking, okay, what populations could be studied, and, you know, what could you do with them? And I thought, well, prisoners and boxers. Sure enough, I find literature looking at exactly that in traumatic brain injury, but nobody looking at fish oil. So if you're ever interested in a co-researcher.
Well, it's actually not true.
Oh,
Joe Hiblin, right. From the NIH, has got a great study where they did supplementation and placebo in prisoner populations.
Right.
And they actually were able to show a reduction in the number of violent and aggressive episodes in prisoners.
Right.
So, there is a little bit of research in it.
Yeah, we had alluded to that study. Stuart and I have talked about it many times on the show. But, I mean,
right.
In terms of, you know, some sort of systematic line of research with those populations, it just occurred
Absolutely.
To me. It just occurred to me.
You know what would actually work better? Well, maybe not so much better, but certainly needs to be considered in boxing is mouth guard protection.
Mm.
And one of the things, I've got a good friend that works with a mouth guard company called BrainPad, and they have a dual arch. So it's your top and bottom teeth are set into the mouth guard.
Wow.
And if you think about boxing, that glass jaw that knocks you out, right?
Right.
That's your jaw getting displaced and all that force gets transmitted up into the brain. The dual arch technology, which keeps your jaw from displacing like that and really can reduce the force, and has been shown even by studies funded by the NFL to reduce that force. But the question is, then it becomes politics and everything else.
Sure.
How do you get that to be a mandatory thing?
But notwithstanding all the different contexts in which we could study the importance and the effect of omega-3 fatty acids with respect to brain health and recovering from traumatic brain injury and whatnot, I mean, the everyday person listening to this show, you can probably walk away with the idea, my goodness, if omega-3 fatty acids can have such a profound impact in these kinds of ways that we've been talking about on the show, just think what, you know, in your everyday life. You don't need a traumatic brain injury to take omega-3 fatty acids from Nordic Naturals. Promise you that. So if you're not...
Can I interject for a second?
We know that it has profound effects in heart disease and cardiac mortality and overall mortality.
Sure, sure. Go ahead, Stuart.
I've been spending some time looking at Dr. Lewis's website, and I think it's you know, we talk about helping the layperson understand that there are serious academics, researchers, doctors that are hot on the case. Everyone, we've got, you know, thousands of people that listen to your show, Dr. Garko. Everyone, please check out the brainhealtheducation.org, brainhealtheducation.org. There's a place for a speaker request. I've seen Dr. Lewis present. I mean, everyone was mesmerized. If you have a big event that you'd like to have someone like Dr. Lewis speak at, there's a request form. There's a list of research studies that are fantastic. There's even the Dr. Michael Lewis protocol. He does say, yes, talk to your primary care physician. There's some disclaimers on there, which there should be, but his recommendation on what you can do after some kind of a trauma. And so just an additional resource, helping educate parents, it says on the website, patients, athletes, soldiers, and healthcare providers. So even send your primary care physician, your pediatrician, to take a look at this great resource, brainhealtheducation.org. It's another valuable resource for us with information.
And Dr. Lewis, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show today. I told you we're not going to be able to get it all in one show, so
we'll do many of them.
And you know, we got a lot of content. We only have, you know, a 2-hour container. So, but we'll try to get you back. We will get you back, and we'll continue this, have this narrative and conversation about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids, and of course, Nordic Naturals is the fish oil of choice, and my favorite, the one that I take, is the Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega, and do about minimum 6 gel caps a day. That's minimum. So, you know, as you move a little deeper in the life cycle, you need a little bit more help. Stuart, thank you so much. Dr. Lewis, thank you again. And
thank you, Mike. Michael, Doc.
Yeah.
Doctors.
Yes.
Thank you both.
M&M, Michael and Michael. How about that, Stuart?
Right.
M&M.
I'll see you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. And I know John wanted to get on, but we're sorry I couldn't get to him. And I appreciate him calling in. I apologize for not being able to get to John's call, but we'll catch him the next time. In the meantime, take omega-3 fatty acids, whether you get it from fish or dietary supplements and Nordic Naturals, just take it. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists, developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code multivitamins include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is raw, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free with 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code.
Olympian Labs is bringing you its new Ultimate Greens Protein 8-in-1. Not just 5 grams of pea protein, but a total of 20 grams of pea, rice, and hemp protein. Not 10 cups of fruits and vegetables, but get this, 26. Nothing even compares to it. It's also high in omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, giving you a huge boost of those essential fatty acids we all need every day. And 6 grams of fiber per serving. That's amazing for digestive health, lowering cholesterol, and helping to detoxify the body. This is a wonderful product. No, the ultimate product for your health. Ultimate Greens is available available at Vitamin Discount Center stores. Get it today.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.